Okay, cool. So on a Zoom with me are two incredible human beings. And the reason that they're on a Zoom with me is because there is this campaign happening that it is finally time. I've been in this industry since I was six, and I've done kids TV and I've done all kinds of TV. And all through my years on TV, there were always people that felt the need to tell me that the way that I looked or the weight that I'd picked up or the pants that I was wearing or the color that I'd made my hair was it was offensive to them. And they needed to tell me specifically. So there were emails and phone calls. But now that we live in a world of social media, it's getting even worse. And I think that it's time that we address this. Now, this new CakeNet campaign is something that I am standing for. I am here for it. You think you know me. Jy dink jy ken my. Woorde het mag. And on a Zoom with me is Leo Smits and Joahir Peterson. And I said I was going to break it. I did. I'm sorry. And they're coming to talk to us about this campaign. Hi, guys. Welcome to my Zoom in Brakpan.
Hello.
First things first, I read through some of the press that was sent around this campaign. And, some of the things that I've seen now that were quoted from people who have said to them, either to your face or on social media or whatever. How do you take criticism being a public figure? Because I still struggle.
I think, and I've said it in the interviews before, is that I think I'm in a position where, good or bad, is that literally being born into this industry while not having been in the industry myself until now, really. So I was always aware of public opinion, always aware of, just public appearance, that kind of thing. And then, of course, the tragic passing of my father and the media frenzy around that almost made my skin thicker. I developed a resilience as a part of survival. I think almost, and then having been a social worker for 12 years where everybody hates you, I think it prepared me for being able to withstand the commentary that comes with this territory. And I have to be honest, and I in saying that people are generally quite nice to me, not necessarily my character. As a professional, one can then make the distinction between character and person. But my position in this campaign is not giving in to the bystander effect, to not by being a bystander and not saying something because it doesn't personally affect you is what perpetuates this level of soul-breaking behavior.
Leo, have you experienced a soul-breaking comment? One that really got you?
I'm lucky enough to work behind the scenes, and but often from a career of 20 years in TV, I've seen what this does to all the people around us and all the people who we work with, and that is the main reason why we did this campaign was because of the effect that it had on people who we were working with on a daily basis. I think we all know these stories of Igori actors back in the day being like clapped in the mall because some lady thought the guy was a skirk or something. But now suddenly these punches are being handed out on a daily basis, and it's all on social media. And people are, keyboard warriors sit behind the screen and they don't really understand the effect that it has on people. And also I don't think these people know that these comments are being read by a massive social media team at the CakeNet office or by the individual actors themselves. And then I think the ripple effect of it is just so much worse than what people think, and the emotional effect that it has on people. So I think it was definitely important for us to take a stand on this and ask people to rethink before you actually write something. And Jawahir actually, in her interview, she talks about the think principle. Do you want to unpack that maybe quickly?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, so I in my previous career did a lot of workshops with young people around this cyberbullying and the responsibility of having social media accounts and that kind of thing. And one thing I really, really taught them, and I do this particularly with my own children, is to just use the concept of think. So before you say something, before you type something, think. So the T is it truthful? The H, is it helpful? The I, is it inspiring? inspiring or important. The N, is it necessary? And the K, is it kind? If it's not any one of those five things, then don't say it or don't post it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But one must then pause and remember this and think about those things before one is typing. And in that moment, I feel like people are typing so fervently on a keyboard somewhere or on a phone that we're not thinking. But maybe just to reiterate the effect, neither of you have been personally attacked, but I'm pretty sure that you have, without naming names, worked with someone who has been or who has had a comment like that. Can you talk us through, us outsiders now, around what that does to a set, what that does to a shoot, and what that does to a person from your perspective?
Yeah, so as I said, my role is to stand up on behalf of, because obviously we couldn't have everybody's voice because everybody's got a story, everybody. And I think my position is just to stand up to raise the voices and the whispers of my colleagues and my peers, because being in a public, you know, being a public figure, one has to be very mindful of, you know, how you clap back at these trolls, and, you know, you don't want the situation to escalate, and you don't, you know, you've always got to be mindful. But I said in my campaign, also smart working, it means, you know, with feelings, with emotions, and when you are trying to deliver the best that you can performance, you know, to really harness your skill, those kind of things, no matter how trained you are, or no matter how you try to brush it off, when people make comments about your weight, or people make comments about your teeth, or people make comments about, you know, your stem is, or these kind of things sits with you, that negatively impacts the capacity that you have to do your job, because they're no longer attacking your character, they've attacked you as a person. So when they've attacked your character, you can almost sort of step away from it and say that it's not direct, it's directed at a character that was created by a team of writers, storyliners, etc. But when you are attacking somebody in a physical, you know, with them as person, it breaks your self-esteem. If you think about what, so if somebody said that to your face, because the anonymity of social media is, I think, what gives people the krach to be, you know, these keyboard warriors and to not think about it, because the anonymity has a level of protection almost, so that you feel like you have the license to say these things. But on behalf of my colleagues and behalf of my peers, and everybody in the industry that has come before us, the Agoli actors that, you know, they had to take face-to-face criticism, I have to say, it's not okay. It will never be okay. We teach young children to not bully, but somehow as adults, it's condoned because you feel like you have a right to have an opinion, but how you present your opinion is laced with breaking down someone's self-esteem, being prejudiced, being hurtful. It is not okay and will never be okay. So ek praat nou namens all of us actors and all of us that work, because when you insult the wardrobe department or the art department, you know, we feel it as well. You cut one, we all bleed. And for my production, I said, Oyster, particularly, we're a family. So if you say something negative about my brother, I'm going to take offense. If you say something negative about my sister, I'm going to take offense as well. So it is not okay. It will never be okay. And I, Jawai, say, I am taking a stand and saying, it is not okay. If you're looking for a defamation of character suit, continue doing what you're doing.
Sure. I never thought that. I knew that it affected me, but I never thought that I had a voice, if that makes any sense. I thought that I needed to shut up, man up, and take it, because there's always that talk around, yeah, but don't look at it, and it doesn't mean anything. But, you know, you can, like you say, you can have really supportive followers and really supportive fans. And out of 10,000 comments, there's that one that says something absolutely horrible, and it stays with you. And I always thought I just had to shut up, and that maybe I was too sensitive because it seemed like everyone else was fine. But you saying this now has made me feel like I have space. So thank you guys for this. Leo, sorry, I interrupted you. You wanted to say something.
No, all good. So for me, you know, I was, I'll talk about this. A colleague of ours was presenting a live TV music award show, and there was some political uneasiness around the show. Because sort of a rights group category was removed. And it was just, you know, we had to continue with the show without these people. And the uproar around this whole withdrawal of the category in the Music Award show was so rife, and we didn't really understand how big it was going to be. But this, the poor presenter eventually got attacked so much, and he presented this live TV show on his birthday, and people said to him, the best birthday present your parents could have given you was to abort you.
And,
these are things that are being said to you literally 15 minutes before you go live to air. So, you know, then suddenly the show must go on, and you have to, like, just put on your on switch and off you go. But I think afterwards, it's Willem Botha. I mean, he won't mind me telling the story, but he literally collapsed in a puddle of tears because of the effect that what people said about him and to him was just so completely mean. And that was part of the reason why we started developing this campaign, was actually that specific event. And then we reached out to a whole lot of other people and said, okay, cool, what has your experience been? Obviously we see these things on the back end at our office on a daily basis. And when actors or performers are being exposed to it, we really need to protect them. You know, we are also the media, and we have the power to influence a nation. And also we have the power to influence people's actions. And I think taking stand against bullying and cyberbullying and bullying in general, like Joey said, it's not on. So I think it's just time that we actually put our foot down and say something.
But like you both have said now, this is a very small group of the population, right? People that are in the public eye are a small group, and they get attacked. But it brings me, it circles straight back to locker room talk and violence and harm against women. It's the same thing. Yeah. You're making it okay to attack and cyberbully someone who's in the public eye. Eventually, it's going to be okay to attack and cyberbully anyone, and children and teenagers, and it doesn't matter then, because you're just going to be doing it to everyone. So I think stopping it here definitely will have a ripple effect to the rest of it. Now, there are 10 personalities that are currently on this campaign, Leo. How and why did you go about choosing the people that you guys have chosen?
So when we decided on developing this campaign, we selected 10 people who all had a story. These were 10 actors and performers who had very different experiences, some positive, some negative, but all of them had something to say. And I think, you know, sometimes you feel you don't have a voice. And I think the importance here is to actually use the influence of the celebrity to ask people to be nicer. And I think it's when you hear it from the horse's mouth, you know, that it hurts. It actually hurt me when you said that about me. And then we got the actors. We asked them if they would be open and to share their most personal experiences. And people did, you know, the body shaming, talking about their families, you know, like just really mean things. But when you use the influence of celebrity, I think it will hit home a lot stronger with people at home.
Okay, where can we watch this? Can people get involved? Is there a hashtag? Where do we go?
Yes, so the campaign is currently running on CakeNet, channel 144 on DSTV, but also it's listed on our social media platforms at CakeNet.tv, as well as on Facebook. And it's also on our YouTube channel. If you go onto YouTube and you search the CakeNet YouTube channel, you'll find all executions there. There's a big variety of them. And I think, it's a strong message that comes through. And I think, the hashtag is #JeDenkJeKenMij. You think you know me? Would you say these things if you knew me? Absolutely. People get involved, and let's stop this online bullying culture.
The problem is, I think a lot of people would still say those things, but let's try and just be better as humans. Final passing words before I let you guys go and do big things for the rest of the year. which is now not that long.
I just want to say, sorry, folks, for cutting you off, is that you just said now that that it will still continue. It will still, people will still continue to make these negative comments, etc. But if I look at the feedback that have, you know, that people have made on the videos of each, you know, 10 celebrities that got involved and the overall social media campaign, the response has been really in agreement. Yes, let's stop this now. And since then, if I go and look and because I really try not to, is it for erg for my verskriklik, that there are more and more people saying, actually, that was not okay to say. Actually, that was a mean thing to say.
So pointing
out and calling out these trolls, you see more and more. So eventually, my hope is that the voice of positivity will eventually drown out the what will become a whisper of negativity.
Oh, that makes me happy. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that. Leo, and you, any last words for us?
Yo, it's such a difficult topic to address. I mean, I think us as parents or adults, or if we're doing this, what are our children going to do one day? And I think that's where we need to start thinking. That's what we need to start thinking about is how do we actually better ourselves to be better people and be kind to people?
Yeah.
So that our children and the next generation have more tolerance for one another.
But also, I think a big reminder for everyone is even the people that you look up to, even the people that you put on a pedestal, at the end of the day, they're still human beings with human feelings and human emotions. They still go through the same things that you go through, the same feelings, the ups, the downs. And I think you need to start, I think we all need to start thinking, okay, but what if that was said to me? Or is there a way that I could be constructive within my criticism and frame it differently so as not to attack and not to break down? Because I feel like there is a space for constructive criticism and I'm always here for it.
Absolutely. But there's a balance.
Yes, there is a balance.
There has to be a balance because we're not saying don't give feedback. We're not saying, you know, because the feedback helps us be better. The feedback helps us, you know, be more motivated to do our work. But think then before you give this feedback or frame it in a way that, you know, if it was being said to you, how would you have received it?
Yeah.
Just think about that.
So the last comment from my side is people often say, oh, but you chose to be an actor, you chose to be in the public eye. So you must deal with this criticism. And I think that's exactly what we want people to understand is that, yes, people chose to be an actor, but we chose to be actors to tell stories and to inspire people, not to be slighted and criticized. So yeah, I think that's just my last comment.
Thank you. Valid point.
I concur, Leo.
Also me. Guys, thank you so much. Okay, one more time. Where do we go to watch this and how do we get involved?
Danny, it's flighting on CakeNet channel 144 on DSTV. And then it's also available on the CakeNet social media platforms at CakeNet TV, as well as on YouTube under the CakeNet channel.
Stunning. Thank you so much, guys. Enjoy the rest of the year, which is nearly over. And hopefully only kindness finds you on social media.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us. Have a good afternoon.